election went well if we use the only metric which is used by the government members since the election of 2005, who brought Faure Gnassingbé in power in Togo. They will say it went well because it was without violence. And violence is now the only metric that evaluates the elections in Togo. No one talk about participation rate. No one talk about transparency. No one talk again about the elections being free and fair. If you take the other metrics, which are, first of all, participation rate, it was very low according to all the people that were in the voting offices. The estimation in Lomé, which is the biggest city, is around 30%, 30, which means that 70% of Togolese people that had the chance to be registered on the election list chosen to not to go to the poll. Because the government that organized this poll is considered that government to be both illegal and illegitimate. This is something worrying because many people reported that there were a number of people in the voting offices with pre-voted, which was trying to feed those bulletins into the voting cases.
But, Bridget, I did speak with a government minister, I would say a spokesperson, who said that the election was free and fair, that there were both local and international observers, including the African Union.
I haven't heard about any African Union observers, but I know that the ECOWAS observers that was part of a communique that came from ECOWAS a few weeks ago were invited by the government. So the government selected who he wants as observers, and in the contrary, the Episcopal Commission for Justice and Peace, who was preparing to deploy 500 observers, has seen his accreditation refused. And another local group of observers who was preparing to deploy about 180 observers also obtained an accreditation at the beginning. But 2 days before the election, his accreditation was cancelled as well.